Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
This conference is being recorded.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, O God. We come to bless your name on this morning, O God. Thank you for this wonderful day, God, that you have given us, Lord God. Another day, Lord God, to give you praise and glory and honor, God. Another day, Lord God, which you breathe breath into our bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you allowed us to come together once again to hear your word, Lord God, and to be in your presence, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the abundant life that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you for your protection and your hedge of protection about us throughout the night, Lord God. We praise your name. We glorify you. We magnify you, O matchless King. We thank you, Lord God. You are majestic. You are holy. You are righteous. You are King of kings, and you are Lord of lords. You are Alpha and Omega, O God. We come to bless your name, God, and we thank you, Lord God, that as we sing, Lord God, praises unto your name, Lord God, you will hear us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. For, Lord God, you're abundant in mercy, O God, and you're plenty, Lord God, to, and ready to forgive, Lord God. So we come before you today, God, and ask that you will give ear to us, O God, and hear our cry this morning in the name of Jesus as we extend our voices to you, O God, of our supplications, O God. We know that in the days of trouble, God, you will hear us, God, and we praise your name, Lord God, because you are all-knowing, God. You're all-seeing, God. You know everything that we need before we even need it, Lord. And, Father, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, Lord God, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. We ask that you will hide not your face from us, O God, but that you will cleanse us, Lord God, from all the filth of the flesh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you're able to cleanse us from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, O God. Help us to go into those areas, Lord God, of our hearts, O God, and to know what you want us to do, Lord God, to get rid of those things out of the corridors of our hearts, God. In the name of Jesus, that we can continue to live righteously, live holy, Lord God, live acceptable unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are great, God, and that your name is glorious, O God. We glorify your name, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that with all our hearts, God, you want us to love you with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, and with all of our beings, O God. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to you today, God. We give ear to your word, O God, today, as you use the man of God on today, Lord God. We pray that you will saturate his lips of clay, O God, and that you will, Lord God, bring forth the word, Lord God, that will be, Lord God, Lord, not be able to fall on deaf ears, God, but let he that has an ear, let him hear in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're good, and that everything that you do is great, God. We thank you that you are a glorious God, and there is nothing that is too hard for you. Use the man of God on today, God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, give us ear to hear, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you
suffering, God, and that you're plenty of mercy and in truth, oh God. We thank you that you're exposing the enemy right now, God, even though those are sick in their bodies, Lord God, they shall recover in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able to tear down all the strongholds right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for exposing every lie, every scheme, Lord God, and showing us, Lord God, that you are God and that we are victorious in you, Father. We give you glory and honor and praise, God, that the foundation of the word, Lord God, be established in this day, God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you for calling us out, Lord God, and showing yourself strong and mighty, Lord God. We shall walk by faith and not by sight in this hour and this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to build, Lord God, our words, Lord God. We're going to stand on your word and your promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that your throne room, Lord God, is where we're entering in, Lord God, and we're shedding off the old, oh God, and into the new, God, only for you, oh God, for you are God of hosts. You are the host of all creation, God, and we give you glory. We reverence you on this morning, Lord God. You are the holy one, God. You are the righteous one, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your tender love and mercy, oh God. Extend yourself to us on today as we give you glory and honor today as we hear the word, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're going to do right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
No energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. 'Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face. 'Cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day. Yeah.
God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Good morning. God bless you on today, people of God. We certainly thank God for a new day that He has blessed us to see. Certainly, it is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and continually be glad in it. I'm excited. Amen. I certainly thank God for having a spirit of expectation, because I know any time that you have a spirit of expectation is always breeding ground for your miracle. Amen. And I bless God on today. Amen. Thank God for you, you, and you. We certainly give honor to our visionary. Amen. Spiritual leader, Dr. Laron Matthews. We bless God for the man of God, and certainly to all of the leaders on today. We certainly bring greetings for Restoration Truth Ministries, Ministry of Our Walls here in the lovely city of Hampton, Virginia. Thank God for the Prophet's Touch. I always say, one touch from God, your life will never be the same. One encounter with God, your life will never be the same. One experience with God, your life will never be the same. I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony. Know that when you have that encounter, that experience, that touch from God, He will change your life. Amen. And if you knew my life story, you would know, amen, that I'm telling you the truth, because we serve a true and living God. And many of you have testimonies that you can say God has touched your life. Amen. So I thank God that's rising up in Him a brand new day that He has blessed us to see in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of all of the pandemonium, in the midst of all of the confusion, God is still in control. Amen. So we bless the Lord on today. Amen. There is a word from the Lord that I believe will encourage you. I thank God, administrator, for that song. Very fitting, right in line with our message today. Message, I believe, is prophetic. God allowed me to go back and visit a lot of messages over the past 3 years. They had given me that I know without a shadow of a doubt, all the messages they had given me, they were prophetic. There was a time of speaking to the people to prepare them for these challenging times, pushing people into their purpose, pushing people into amen, what God has mandated and signed for them. We just have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We are the representation of the church in the earth realm. So we bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. The prophetic winds are blowing. The winds of change are here. Amen. Just let God blow on you. Let Him breathe on you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Right quick, we'll certainly give honor to my wife as well, Prophet Simmons. Bless God for you, woman of God. On today, I want to draw your attention over to the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and then we're going over to Romans chapter number 8. 1 Samuel 17, at the 31st verse, we're going to start there, amen, for your hearing on this morning. Verse 31, "And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And he sent for him, and David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fall because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine, fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, the Lord be with thee. And Saul armored David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose some 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in his scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God, little g. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee in my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. David prophesied to him, I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hand. And Romans chapter 8, man, I'm going to start at verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And then he justified them, he also glorified. Verse number 31, for what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm going to stop right there. We will talk to you briefly on today from, amen, I believe it's a threefold prophetic message today. Man, it would be the power to conquer your giant. The power to conquer your giants. Opportunity over opposition. Seize the moment. Let me say that again. The power to conquer your giants. Opportunity over opposition. Seize the moment. Go ahead and prophesy to yourself today and say the cross will always supersede the crisis. Let me say that again. Prophesy to yourself today. The cross will always supersede the crisis. Or you can say the crown will always supersede the crisis. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The crisis, a time of intense difficulty, trouble, or danger. And we're certainly living in dangerous times, when the Bible said perilous times. We're certainly living in this hour. This is a revelation for your situation. Beloved, this is the hour as believers to take hold of every opportunity that will cause you to shift or move into purpose and promise that God has set before you. You just have to seize the moment. You have to grab it. You have to hold on to it. We're definitely living in some trying times. We're definitely living in some trying times. We're definitely living in some challenging times. We're many are calling it times of uncertainty. But I say to you on today, it's times of refreshing, times of excitement, because as a child of God, as men and women of God, you have to know the God that you serve. So it's important that we come to understand as we seize the moment, we know that opposition is going to come, because oppositions have hindered so many people, body of Christ, from accomplishing their goals and their assignments for the kingdom of God. People, things, crisis will shift you if you allow it. Many have shifted. Beloved, when you focus more on your opposition, it distracts you from your opportunity. Let me say that again. When you focus more on your opposition, it distracts you from your opportunity. It hinders you from your next place in God. It hinders you from your next place in God. Many of us notice when we focus more on our oppositions, problems, circumstances, situation, and the list goes on and on, it drains you of your energy trying to figure it out. Guess what? When God already got it worked out. Let me define some words so we can have a better understanding, so we can get clarity. Opportunity is defined as a set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. Another definition says a situation or condition favorable for attainment of a goal. This is why we have to know with God all things are possible. Opposition is actions or opinions that go against or disagree with something or someone else. It's a conflict. This is why it's so important as believers that we don't be halt between two opinions. The truth is the truth, and the lie is the lie. So we can't stand in between and try to decipher which one we're going to believe, whether we believe the lie or whether we're going to believe the truth. We have to believe the truth as men and women of God, people of God. This is where you have to push through the opposition. You have to push through the obstacles. You have to push through the pain. You have to push through the pressure. You have to push through the past, and you definitely have to push through this pandemic. Today is a new day. It marks new blessings, new opportunity, new life. You just have to seize the moment. The Bible says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, said the Lord. Shall you not know it? It will spring forth. God is doing something new for his people. Beloved, whether you want to believe it or not, God is up to something. You just have to tap in the spirit to understand what God is up to. God knew all of this would come before the beginning of time. He already knew that these things was coming, amen, to try to infect us and affect us. But those that have stood the test of time, those that are stand covered under the blood, we know that God will protect us. This is the hour, beloved. You must see the opportunity. You must believe it, and you must receive it, and you must walk in it. Let yesterday go and seize the moment now. When we say seize, that means take hold of suddenly and forcibly. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is something violent, but the violent take it by force. In this opportune time, this moment, this opportune time, this is your Kairos moment. This is the hour, the season that you see the moment. The world may not understand it all. The world is trying to put pieces to the puzzle. The world is trying to figure it out. But people of God, you as men and women of God, you have the miracle. You have the answer in your mouth. So this is why you have to understand that you have the power to conquer the giant. Opportunity over opposition. Seize the moment. You have to seize the moment in this hour. Apostle Paul said something that was so still relevant today. He said something over in Philippians chapter 3. We're going to get to our text in a minute. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, beloved, when this becomes the believer number one goal, can't nothing stop or hinder your door of opportunity. It is prevalent. It is essential that the people of God must continue what? To trust God in this hour and this season. They must continue to seek his kingdom. Because as you continue to seek God's kingdom and continue to trust him in this hour, in this season, what this does is open up doors of opportunity. It opens up the presence of God for your life. It gives the protection of God for your life. It gives the power of God over the opposition concerning your life. It opens up the peace of God for your life, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Also, it opens up the promises of God for your life, because the promises of God are yes and amen. If he promises, it shall come to pass concerning your life. You must have an ear to hear what? The spiritual sound that's being released in this hour, in this season. Amen. To know that the Lord is opening doors. It's something about the sound and frequency of God. You have to know, because if you in the spirit of God, you will understand and know the sound of God when it's being released in the earth. But if you are connected to other sounds, it will throw your frequency off. Ooh, glory to God. Let me say it again. Amen. If you're listening and connected to other sounds, it would throw your frequency off. And I'm telling you, the pandemic has certainly thrown a lot of people's frequency off in the body of Christ. See, beloved, you must know even what Jesus said according to Matthew 7 and 7. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You need to prophesy to yourself and say, door be open unto me. Amen. You got to know that when the door is open, when you begin to speak to a prophesy, even as David did, you got to know that the door will be open unto you. You just have to seize the moment and begin to walk in it. Hallelujah. You got to know in this hour, in this season, beloved, if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. I always say this, that you're either in or out as a believer. There's no in-between. There's no straddling the fence. As a child of God, we must take on the mind of Christ and follow him. Scripture always reminds us, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We must be followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ has loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling Savior. Glory to God. Beloved, this is the hour and opportunity. As it presents itself to us every day, you must be in a place and a position to receive it and walk in it. This is what old saying that says, in the right place at the right time. Church, we can't get it twisted. We can't get it twisted, people of God. You can be in the right place, but what? Not in the right time. You can be in the right time, but in the wrong place. Let me say that again. You can be in the right place, but in the wrong time. You can be in the right timing, but in the wrong place. This is what has spiritually crippled so many believers. See, God is a God of order and a God that does what he do in his timing. This is why you must stay the course with God. In the midst of oppositions, in the midst of the pain that you may have allowed the doors to be opened up that has been caused in your life or the things that happened around you, why? He's causing whatever's coming up against you to work together for your good. Many of us that endure the trials and the tribulations of life Amen. Though it seems that it's knocking you down or knocking you back, though it seems like it's a setback, but I come to speak prophetically to somebody today, it's a setup for you, a setback for a setup. Amen. You just have to seize the moment. You just have to catch the revelation for your situation. God can do exceedingly abundant above all that we might ask or think according to the power that works within us. You just have to recognize what power is working for you. It is the power of light or is it the power of darkness? We understand what hit our land, the power of darkness. We understand this uncircumcised Philistine has hit our land, what? To deceive, to destroy, to shift many people in the earth realm. But as believers, you got to know and understand that God, when God is for us, what can be against you? You just have to see the moment in this hour, in this season. Just want to encourage you on today, the power to conquer your giants. Beloved, this is why the word of God encourages us as believers. You must know that you have the treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Your opposition is nowhere greater than your God. Your God is omnipotent over your opposition. Let me say that again. Your God is omnipotent over your opposition. Your God is omnipresent over your opposition. Your God is omniscient over your opposition. Mm-hmm. You just need to recognize your God. You need to recognize how great he is, because he's the God of everything. He's able to do anything but fail. So I'm reminded of the biblical and historical events that dealt with David over Goliath. Many of us know the Philistine giant. If you do historical studies and research, even as it talked about David as being a giant back in the day, he was around about 9 feet 4 inches. Amen. That's considered a giant. This story provides an excellent example of someone who focused on the opportunity rather than the opposition of obstacle. We reminded that there were three rewards that the king had offered to the man who could defeat Goliath. Mm-hmm. Saul offered this. Number one, he said, who will receive great riches, according to 1 Samuel 17 and 25. The second one, he said, he would get to marry the king's daughter. And the third one, he said, he would be granted a lifetime of tax exemptions for his family. See, but when you set out to tackle your opposition, where many naysayers and doubters say it's too big for you to conquer or to overcome, you have to rise up like David and say, where is this uncircumcised Philistine that comes to defile the armies of God? You got to rise up and say, with God, all things are possible. With God, hard circumstances or challenge can what? Be overcome. You got to know in this hour, beloved, amen, that when these things come, conflicts can become conversations of grace with God. Glory to God. With God, your desire to chase him will become your destiny-filled steps. This is why the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I always ask the question, who's ordering your steps? See, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you desires of your. This is where you must become what I call the 3 D's. You must become dedicated. You must become determined. You must become dependable before God. Because if you become dedicated, you must be what? Dedicate your life to God. When you're determined, you must be determined to serve the Lord. When you're dependable, you must be a dependable disciple of the Lord. Church, God honors his word. His word will not return back to him void. Amen. He has given us the power to conquer the giants. I don't care what giant it is. I don't care if it's coronavirus, COVID-19. I know many people are tired of hearing you talk about it, tired of hearing it say, you have to deal with the enemy head on. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's heart disease. I don't care if it's fibromyalgia. I don't care if it's diabetes. I don't care what giant trying to come to leak itself to you, to defile you, to destroy you. You have the power and the authority to conquer your giant. Opportunity over opposition.
the moment, God said he sent his word to heal them. So this is the hour and season, beloved, that as you seize the moment and understand that opposition is anything that will try to come against you, resistance or dissent expressed in the action or argument. Also, Merriam-Webster dictionary defines it as a configuration in which a celestial body is opposite another. Again, we say conflict. There's a lot of opposition as becoming a believer in Christ. The enemy always tried to oppose God's will and plan for the believer's life. This is why Proverbs 4 and about the 23rd verse teaches us to guard your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If you let opposition control or dictate your life, there will be much heartache and headache that you are not able to handle. So when you grab hold of the opportunity and set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something, an appropriate or favorable time or occasion, you must prophesy to yourself and say it's time to seize the moment. Beloved, the timing of God is key, and it's favorable for you in this moment. Many, we say, are in their Kairos moment. You are favorable over what looked like failure. Let me say that again. You are favored over what looked like failure. Amen. God has favored you. His hand is upon you. God will cover you from the hands of the enemy. Just like David, when David went down to take his brother, as his father sent him down to go down and take his brothers some food, amen, he was attacked by what? His brothers. His brother tried to attack his motor. He asked him, why did you come down here? Folks will ask you, why are you still trusting God in the midst of a pandemic? Why are you trusting God in the midst of a chaotic atmosphere, a chaotic time, a perilous time, a dangerous time? Even in the midst of when the enemy tries to come to afflict your body, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver us out of them all. People will ask you, but you got to stay according to the assignment. You got to stay focused. This is one of my mottos, they stay focused, stay on course, and stay alert. Because people will, the enemy will try to use people to come against you, to try to shift you, to throw you off, to cause you to fear instead of focus in what? Now faith. To cause you to panic instead of allowing you to be in praise. To allow you to be in a place of isolation or quarantine. It was so amazing as I began to get in this text. We're going to still deal with it. As I began to read this text and begin to understand, amen, the Bible said that the Philistines, the uncircumcised Philistines, came out 40 days to intimidate the people of Israel, the people of God. I say, man, God, you're still speaking about these 40, whether it's 40 years, whether it was in the wilderness, 40 days, even dealing with 2020, 40. We are definitely in a quarantine time. We are definitely in a time of isolation. This is why I was speaking prophetically. This is why God said that everything had to come at a standstill. Everything had to come at a pause. Everything had to come at a temporary moment. Why? Because God is resetting some stuff, restarting some stuff. He gave me a word. I got that word for tomorrow. He's putting some stuff back in place, bringing it back in alignment. This is the opportunity that you seize the moment. This is the time that you have your Selah with God so he can speak to you from kingdom. He can speak to you from heaven that you can understand, amen, that you can overcome the uncircumcised Philistine. You can overcome those giants that you are facing today, because the giants you face today, you will see no more. Second thing that they did, they attacked David's identity. He said, and whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? He tried to let David know you are just a shepherd boy, not a soldier. People of God, don't let people put you in a box, especially from the religious mindset. Don't let the world or your opposition dictate to you who you are. This is where identity crisis in the body of Christ. Many people don't know who they are and who the God that's in them or the God that they serve. Do like David did. He ignored his brother. David focused on the opportunity and not the opposition. Just because he was small in stature, just because he tended the sheep, David already told the king what happened in the field when the bear came and the lion came. So you have to remind those that are around you, the naysayers, the blockers, the hinders, the doubters, and those that are speaking negative, those that are in fear. You got to remind them the same God that David served, the same God that I serve, and the same God that caused David to take down the giant is the same God that will allow me to take down the giant that I face today. Hallelujah. See, not only was David defeating the opposition, God was setting him up to become the next king. That's the timing of God. Look at what God will do. Look at what God still can do. Glory to God. You got to know if it's hour, if it's season, beloved, the God that you serve is revelation for your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I am getting it while it's good. All things work together for the good to them who are the call according to his purpose. This is the hour and the season. You must seize the moment. You must seize it. You must take hold of it suddenly. Glory to God. In this hour, you are going to have to say to yourself, self, you are tired. Get out of the way and say to God, Lord, you cannot get in the way. Here is some key revelation, some key words that I want to release to you today that will encourage you in this hour, in this season. You must be, number one, confident. You must be confident in God, in the God that you serve. Amen. Knowing, having confidence, having strong belief or full assurance. The psalm said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in his house. Glory to God. In the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Not only that, beloved, you must be confident in this very thing that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the word, and his word is not coming back void. Amen. Don't put confidence in your job. Don't put confidence in people. Don't put confidence in your money. Don't put confidence in material things. Put confidence in God. He is the one that can bring you through the opposition. He is the one that can give you what? An opportunity. He is the one that will open doors for you because he is the author and the finisher of your faith. You must allow your faith to connect with his faith. You must allow your faith to take you to the finish line. When you do that, you have won again because we win in him. You have the victory in Jesus' name. Being confident. You're not confident in yourself, you're confident in God. Because if he's in you and you're confident in him, then he will give you the confidence that he's going to bring it to pass, that you're ready for your next. So many people ain't ready for the next. So sooner they come out of the quarantine, sooner they come out of the things that had been on lockdown, the isolation, amen, the 40-day period that we're in, people of God, people are ready to go back to the old ways. You can't go back to the old. God is bringing now something new in this hour, in this season. If you ain't ready for what to go into the new, amen, you ain't going to be ready for what even the enemy is setting up for you in the night. Woo, glory to God. So you have to be confident. Not only confident, but you got to be now be courageous. And if you're being courageous, you cannot be, excuse me, the enemy trying to attack my voice. The devil is a liar. You cannot be deterred by danger or pain. You must be brave for the Lord in this hour, in this season. The Bible said God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. You cannot allow opposition to overtake you. I don't care what they're talking about in social media. I don't care what they're talking about in world news. I don't care what the people around your city, your community is talking about. You got to know what God is releasing in this hour in the sea. You got to understand the sound that God is releasing in this hour. You got to understand the winds of change. David understood it. So that's why David entertainment was being prepared for the next king. God is preparing many of you to bring you from the backside of the desert, the backside of the mountain, to bring you down to the forefront, amen, that you can be that sound that will give the answer, that will release revelation and mysteries of God that will come straight from the kingdom of God to those that are hot between two opinions, those that felt that the giant cannot be defeated, those that felt like they couldn't come out of what they was in. But beloved, on today, I prophesy into your life, I decree it, and I declare the word of the Lord, you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. You have to be courageous in this hour, in this season. The Bible says, according to Psalms 27:14, he said, the Bible said, wait upon the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Who are you waiting on? Are you waiting for the coronavirus to end? Are you waiting on the pandemic to end? Who are you waiting on? You should be waiting on God. Waiting on God. While you're waiting, keep on what? Serving the Lord. Keep on serving him day by day. Because I'm telling you, people, God, amen, after a while, you got to realize, for some, you shall experience and encounter the blessings of the Lord in the days and the months to come. The Bible said, according to 1 Peter 5:10, he said, but the God of all grace, God has given us grace. He has graced us, amen, in a time such as this, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After, there's a word after. After that you have suffered a while. Make you perfect. God is perfecting some things in this hour. Establish you. God is establishing some stuff. He will strengthen you and he will settle you. When he settles you, can't nothing root you up. Can't nothing move you. Can't nothing shift you. Your opposition is only temporary. Your opportunity is eternal. You got to catch the revelation. This is why the Bible teaches us from 2 Corinthians 4, right about the 17th verse. He said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, just for a moment, just for a time, just for a season, worth it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Just tell somebody, tell yourself, it's only temporary what I mean. But the things which are not seen are eternal. This is why you got to tap in the spirit. Because the only way you can understand the sound and the frequency of God, you got to tap in the spirit, because God is spirit. Amen. And he will reveal those things to the men and women of God that what will shift in. Those that will what? Tap in. Into the spirit. Because this is the only way that you will be able to walk by faith and not by sight. This is the only way that you will be able to walk by the spirit and not of yourself. Many people have been walking too much of themselves. Many people have been walking too much according to other people's thinking and other people's words. But they have not been walking according to the spirit and the word of God. We got to know that the word of God is what gives spirit. It gives life. This is why you got to grab hold to what God is doing in this hour and this season. You got to be courageous. Just like David was courageous to go against the Philistines. Uncircumcised Philistine giant, you have to be courageous in this hour, in this season. Amen. Even as God encouraged Joshua in his day. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord encouraged you on today, people of God, he said, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law. That is the word of God. Even which Moses, my servant, amen, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. Amen. This book of the law, which is my holy word, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Here's the revelation. Well, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. God is possible to a lot of people in this hour, in this season. Your neck's going to blow your mind. And then thou shalt have good success. The Lord said, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Trust in the word of the Lord to the people of God today. God changes not. Church, we got people of God. We got to seize the moment in this hour, in this season. If you say that you are more than conquerors, so be more than conquerors. This is our next point. In order to conquer something, you must you. Amen. That spirit only comes from the Lord. Many people got many spirits attached to them, and they wonder why they cannot conquer the giant. Oh, glory to God. When you fill with the Holy Spirit, he empowers you to conquer in the spirit realm and in the earth realm. Greater is he within you than he that's in the world. Church, we are not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Conquerors just settle where they at. Let me say that again. Conquerors just settle where they at. More than conquerors, let me know, it is a continuation in the conquering. That means our next is going to be greater than I now. Beloved, one, if we encourage your hearts today, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing bound you up. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of Christ. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? People of God, you are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But he says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loves us. Take your place. Take your position. Hold fast. Take your posture in God. Amen, because the promises of God are yes and amen. Today I prophesy to your opposition, amen, that now it is canceled at the root. It's cursed at the root. Those giants that you face today, people of God, beloved, those giants you will no longer see. Seize the moment. You are a head and not the tail. You are a world and not the knee. You are the limits and not the bars. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, been chosen and called by God. People of God, just accept the mandate and assignment and begin to walk in it. Because I'm telling you, God is raising you up. You might be out there in the fields. You might be in the desert. You might be in the valley experiences. Because we all got to have a valley experience before we can get to the mountain. Because God is taking us to the mountain in our nature. So you got to know that the giants that stand in your way. David took five smooth stones begin to destroy the giant. Amen. He took one and hit him in the head. So you got to hit Corona in the head, because that's where the crown is at. You got to hit him right straight point in the head. You got to take that head out in the power in the season, so that you know that opposition is up against you. I don't care what it is. You got to hit it head on. That's the old sin that people say, you got to hit it head on. When you hit it head on and you take it out, that means now you can step into opportunity, because opportunity awaits for you. You know, people say the door of opportunity. If you knock on it, open it up. But you can't knock on the devil's door and think that you're going to have the opportunity. Because I always say to the people of God that the grass that you think that is greener on the other side, people of God, that grass is going to dry up pretty soon. It's going to turn brown. So this is where your discernment, your keep discernment has to kick in for this hour in this season. Now I want to speak prophetically now, people of God. You got to know it's this hour without a shadow of a doubt. This is where your 2020 steps in at. You got to see in the spirit even greater. Now, I ain't just talking about a cliche, but I'm talking about really seeing and knowing and understanding by the Spirit of God. So you won't operate from a place of fear. So you won't operate from a place of doubt. So you won't operate from a place of unbelief. Because if any fear is in you, just like the wild kingdom, the animal kingdom, if anything know that you are afraid of it, it's that sense that you are afraid of it, it's going to attack you. But as long as you don't have fear, you have confidence, you are courageous, and you stand confident in God, can nothing separate you from the love of God. Because the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? David recognized that. Jesus recognized that. Apostle Paul recognized that. The earlier apostles recognized that. The people of God recognized that. When they stand in the power and authority of God's Spirit, they know that they can do great acts. They can do anything that God has mandated and set out for them to do. So you can't allow fear to grip you. You can't allow the pandemic or the pandemonium that's taking over the land to make it feel like it's bigger than your God. Your God is bigger and greater than any giant that you face today. So I've come to tell you on today, people of God, if you will hold fast and seize the moment, opposition, amen, in this hour, in this season, is defeated. Because why? God is the one that holds the future. God is the one that holds the world in his hand. God is the one that controls everything. He never do anything without revealing his secrets to his servant, the prophets. So he reveals to men and women of God the secrets of heaven, to David's faults and failures, God still says he's a man after his own heart. In the midst of your faults and failure, people of God, you can't allow the opposition to hold you there. Because many people still operate from a place of fear and uncertainty. Many people operate from a place of unforgiveness. Many people operate from a place where they're harboring stuff in their hearts. So you have to let this stuff go today, because today is a new day. What grandma, granddaddy, what your uncle, your aunt, what your daddy, your stepfather, your stepmother, what they did to you in the past, those giants are defeated. You got to let them go in this hour, in this season. You got to even curse what came up through the bloodline. You got to curse it, because think about David's brother. There was a bloodline. There was a bloodline with his brothers. God had anointed David. He chose David out of his brothers in this hour, in this season, to be the next king. Even though he was younger than them, but God already had his hand on it. Even while he was in the field, tending the sheep, God had his hand on it. So I say to you today, I don't care how young you are, how old you are, God has his hand on you in the midst of the things that's going on around you. So when you face the giants that are coming up against you, God is able to work in and through you for the power to destroy those giants that you're facing today, that you will see no more. Because when you move into your next, the people are going to look at you and say, who is that? And they're going to recognize you, because the glory of God is going to be shining so bright on you. The anointing of God is going to be settling on you so strong. Those that you thought had it all together, those that you saw on the front line, those that you saw on the world stage, God had to put it on pause. It's temporary. So this is the hour and the season that God is bringing you from the backside of the desert, the backside of the mountain. He's bringing you from the field. He's now bringing you to the forefront. You hear many people talking about the first responders. You are now the first responders. You are now the men and women of God that he has raised up for a time such as this. You are the remnant that he had his hand on you years ago. You didn't even know it and understand it, but now you're coming into understanding. You say, why me, God? Why me, God? Now is the time to seize the moment. So when you open up your mouth, the oracles of God will come out. And those, amen, that have been caught between two opinions, those that have been captured by the hands of the enemy, they can now get free. Your family, your coworker, those that you will meet in the grocery store, God will give you a word. God will allow you to pray for them in times of uncertainty, in these trying times, these challenging times, in a time of what they say is a pandemic, in a time of a crisis. I already told you that the cross will always supersede, amen, the crisis. The crown of life will always supersede the crisis. Opportunity over opposition. Seize the moment. So you're blessed in your coming. You're blessed in your going. So be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that your labor shall not be in vain in him. Know this, people of God. Seize the moment. Seize the moment. This is your Kairos moment. Grab hold to it. Many people are excited. They're excited for all of the things that are being released into the hand. But who is getting excited about God? You have to stay in excitement concerning God and the things of God, even in a midst of a chaotic world, knowing your ladder shall be greater if God shifts you over into it. Because you're definitely going over to it if you stood the test of time. So we bless the Lord on today. The giants that you see today, you shall see no more. Glory to God. The power to conquer your giants. Opportunity over opposition. Seize the moment. This is a right now word for a right now people. Bless you on today. Bless you on today. God bless you. All right, administrator, we're going to take a commercial and we'll come right on back.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
All right. God bless you on today. Amen. Administrator will take the chat room or the blog side if you have anything over there.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. And God bless everyone that's listening on the line. We welcome everyone that's listening on Blog Talk this morning and in the chat room. However, we don't have any direct questions at this time.
All right. Amen. All right. If you're, amen, you can hit one on your dial, amen, and come on in if you got a question or comment, amen, on the blog side. Amen. Blessed the Lord this morning. All right. If we don't have anybody on that, you can take the conference line, hit star 6 and meet Jelani. Got a question or comment? All right. We bless the Lord today.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, Apostle Simmons. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for such a powerful word of encouragement on this beautiful Saturday morning. You just turned the, you ignited me much more than where I am this morning, just much, much, much more than where I was at yesterday. Thank you. When you first started your teaching, the Holy Ghost had brought to me self. Okay, Lord, self, potential, and victorious. You broke this word down, such an encouraging word, and still edifying the word of God, the humble man of God that you are. I bless God for you this morning. I know you, if you touched me, you have touched others. I thank God. I'm definitely going to get this recorded because in this time and season with this pandemic going on, things we can get a little melancholy because we're still in this flesh. But I praise and I thank God for you this morning. I really do. I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, bless your wife, and bless your family, and catapult you to another level for being obedient in this season to what he has had you to do. God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you as much. And likewise for you and your family. Pray, amen, continued covenant protection. God's love around you, amen, as you be that vessel, amen, that God can use in the trying times. Amen. To encourage your family, encourage those that you will encounter because they're going to need it. Amen. You can't encourage nobody if you're not encouraged. Amen.
Amen. It's like iron sharpening iron, you know, especially when people are pulling from you and they're literally draining you because they're realizing this season, this time of when we're going on. And I know we're talking about COVID, because that's the end thing. That's what's happening right now. But God, as you say, we are the first responders, as you said. I echo your words. We are the first responders. And even though we're being pulled and we're being drained, we have the iron sharpening iron and going to the ultimate responder, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, who can continue to refill us. He can really recharge us and energize us by seeking his word. So you're on it. I thank God for you. I thank God for your miraculous work that you're doing in the kingdom. And I thank you how you are connected with my pastor, Prophet Matthew, who's iron sharpening iron, brothers in the Lord. And amen. I think that's what is needed in this time. With, you know, everything going on, pastors, encouraging pastors, and you're not in your assemblies, you're not in your edifice, you're not in your sanctuary, you're ministering the word from a different venue. So, but I bless you. I thank God you're still yet standing. God bless you. I appreciate you.
Amen. Likewise. Yes, Lord. We bless God for you, woman of God. Amen. So true. We all have the same platform now, not to be in pride or arrogancy, which many was over the past decade. So we now have the opportunity to share with people around the world the encouragement that they need. And this is one of the areas and the things that I've been saying that God has been speaking, that many that are speaking now as God's servants, they should be releasing and saying the same thing, especially in a trying time, because people will get at a place of offense when it comes to them losing loved ones or them themselves even being attacked by this virus that hit our land. Many people get angry and bitter against God and say, why is God so loving? Why did God allow this to happen? Or why my loved one, I had to lose my loved one? And I know it's painful. It hurts. We all experience loss. But we have to understand, as we know, that it's opportunity in this opposition, and we have to seize the moment, that it don't allow fear to grip us or these giants that are in the land, which is these spirits that has hit our land, to deceive us, to keep us in that lowly bar place. So thank God for you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Man, you can start six and meet your line. Got a question? I'm going to make a comment and bless the Lord on today. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I enjoyed the word this morning. It's nothing to say. I don't have anything to say behind that, but thank God for the word. I really enjoyed it, and I need a copy of that. I really do, because it really blessed my soul this morning. So keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Likewise to you, woman of God. Amen. This is the hour and the season that we must take a stand. We must take a stand, amen, to not be moved, not be moved. So you do the same, amen, as we continue to pray for you and your region. Amen. That God use you as well, woman. God use you to decree and declare what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Amen. You can hit one on your dial, or you can hit *6 to come in if you got a comment or question.
Good morning, and God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you.
And to God be the glory. Ever so grateful to the Lord to hear a word of encouragement to help us along the way with everything that's going on, to be able to seize the moment. And many may ask the question, man of God, why did this happen? The oppositions and everything. Everything that happens in our life, it happens for a reason. And as I was listening to you minister to us, it was just, you know, it was words that Shadarians, the opposition was permitted to come. And you said a word that was magnified as I was listening to you. Confidence. God will permit confinement in order for your confidence to be developed. This is an opportunity to see, where are we in God? Are we where we say we are? Are we where we should be in God? Being quarantined and to be able to look at ourselves and to see if we are in that place where we should be. If he was to stand in midair right now, are we in a position to go back with him? That's what it's all about. I thank God for everything that the Lord has spoken through your mouth on this morning to help us to look at ourselves. Do we have the confidence in God that we say that we have? That's what it's all about. That's why he permitted it to happen, for it to be an eye-opener. Seizing this moment, a one-on-one relationship, being closed, being quiet. No distractions. Where do you turn to? For so long, we have gotten to the point to where we were comfortable with turning to everybody else. We will run to the church, run to the leader, Run to family members. Run to a friend. Where do you run now? Run to God. He permitted this to happen for a reason. Seizing this moment, taking advantage of this opportunity to develop a deeper relationship with the Lord, to develop your confidence the more. God, I trust you. No matter what goes on around me, I trust you. I believe in you, knowing that the shed blood on Calvary is covering me. No matter what takes place, knowing that you are covered by the greater one. So I thank God, Apostle, for the words that I've heard to help encourage us, to help open up our understanding, to open up our eyes, to look at ourselves and to make sure that we are where we need to. No, let me say, we're not perfect. We're going to have some struggles every now and then. But God is a keeper of your soul. So I thank God for the word. Keep preaching the word. Hallelujah. Because those that God have, that has given ear to hear, they're going to hear it. And they're going to adhere, and they're going to walk in it and live by it. That's what it's all about, our lifestyle. This gives us an opportunity to make prayer, praise, communing our lifestyle, worship our lifestyle with the Lord. Thank God for the word. Thank God for you. Thank God for this conference line. Blessings to the people of God, and to God be the glory.
Blessings to you, woman of God, as well. Certainly thank God for you. Good to hear your voice. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. So true. Amen. We just thank God for being vessels, being his instruments and conduits and channels that he can flow through. Amen. This is why we must make ourselves available so that God can use us for his glory. Amen. I just thank God for being just one of the ones, amen, that he has handpicked himself for a time such as this. So we bless God for you as well. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Hit one on your dial, star 6, and come on in if you got a question or comment. Hallelujah. You know, it was something key in reading and studying the scriptures back in 1 Samuel 17, as it dealt with David when he was facing the giant. And verse number 16, 1 Samuel 17 and 16, where it said, "And the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. When I saw that 40 days, and I said, my God, I said, God, be still allowing that 40. Something about that 40 that God is trying to convey unto his people. In that 40, something about it's 40. That thing is prophetic, especially in the time and season that we're in. We just got to grab hold to what God is doing, even though it looks bad, even though many don't understand it. But as men and women of God, we got to come into a place and grab hold to God. God, I know you're speaking, and God, I know you're up to something, and we just hold our ground, stay rooted, stay grounded, and continue to look to God. Continue, as you said, woman of God, continue to pray, continue to give God praise, and continue to stay in a place of Selah, in that time of really presenting your body to God. I mean, in fasting and prayer, just getting away from all of the stuff that we was once a part of. Now's the time to really hear God, hear God, hear the sound of God. It's definitely, it's critical for us. Call it a 911, amen, that we must grab hold to so we won't be one of the ones. I used to say all the time to our church family, don't allow you to shift. Don't allow you to be moved by the things that's going on around you, because when your family is affected or infected, it's going to affect you if you're not rooted and grounded through the things of God and in God himself. You be reeled in. You be pulled in by what? Fear? By all of the stuff that has gripped our nation. You be pulled in, and then you'll start doubting God. You'll start having questions in your mind.
not really trusting God at his word. What is God saying? What did God say? That's why we got to stand on his word and stand on his promises, because they are yes and amen. So we bless the Lord on today. Be confident, be courageous, and be a conqueror, more than a conqueror. Know that you can conquer anything that has been set before you. So we bless the Lord on today. All right, Minister, do you have any? All right, final call. If you have a question or comment, you get one on your dial, star 6 to mute your line. If you got a question or comment, Administrator, you want to give some brief announcements over there, woman of God?
God bless you, Apostle. Just a quick reminder that we've adopted the third Sunday, and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews, and that is on tomorrow. And if you would like to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM. If this is your first time visiting on today and you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to visit the ministry website, or you can give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com, and we welcome everyone that's listening in the chat room on this morning. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Bless you as well, Administrator. And certainly thank God for you too, woman of God, administrator that you are, for man, as it had administration week. We bless God for you, woman of God, for what you do. Amen. Let me just say this to the people. It's another word of encouragement. I believe is prophetic as well, and I know that that prophet has been released and sharing as well to many other prophetic people. This is the hour and season, people of God, that you don't have to try to make anything happen. You don't have to try to create anything, as many did over the past decades, to try to make their name great or try to be in the forefront to be seen by men, or getting on social media and releasing something or saying something that God is not in it or God is not saying it. This is the hour and the season that if God has his hand on you, God is going to use you. He's going to speak through you. You ain't got to try to continue to make anything happen. And this is the era now that so many are still trying to make something happen. They're still trying to put something out that God ain't told them to say. We understand we have the word of God. We could go right to the book from Genesis to Revelation, and the Bible speaks clearly if you understand it. But he also speaks to us by his spirit. Now, there are many spirits speaking, but he speaks to us by his spirit. So when his spirit speaks, our spirit recognizes it, and our spirit come in agreement. And it will be the same thing that God is speaking. So, people of God, don't try to make anything that God ain't making. So, be encouraged. Be encouraged. God has his hand on you. You have the anointing of God on your life. God will use you. He will use you. Amen. So, we bless the Lord on today. All right. So, we thank God for the word on today. Be encouraged. Man, know that you have to seize the moment. Man, the giants that you face today, longer, man, a threat to you, because God has given you the power, amen, to conquer your giants, amen. This is the season that opportunity, amen, will always override opposition, amen, as you seize the moment. Because, again, I say, amen, the crown or the cross will always supersede the crisis, amen. That's the word of the Lord for the people of God on today. So we bless God for you. Amen. Don't forget, amen, that the woman of God said, be a blessing to this work that the man of God is doing, our visionary, Dr. Lamar Matthews. Amen. Continue to sow your seed. I believe by faith, amen, that you sow into a prophet, you will reap a prophet's reward. I just believe God, trust God in this hour, in this season. So we thank God for you on today. All right. Nothing else to claim my mind, hearts, and our attention. Amen. He's going to take us out in prayer. We just bless the Lord on today. I'm excited. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for his miracles. Amen. Supernatural things that are happening. People of God, begin to lay hands on yourself.
lay hands on the sick and believe by faith that the miracles would come. Amen. This is the hour and the season that we must trust God. Amen. We have to begin to arise to the occasion. Amen. To do what God has mandated and assigned us to do. You know you have a gift. Amen. Don't sit in rebellious. Don't sit, amen, and do nothing. Amen. Let God use you. That's what he had called us to do in the earth. Amen. To do his will. Amen. That we can allow the sick, those that are challenged with every hand, knowing that God can do anything but fail. He's a healer. We believe it. He's a healer. We can't cliche this in this hour, in this season. We got to believe it by faith. You know you carry healing in your hand. You carry the anointing of God. Begin to create the clap to the winds. Prophesy. Speak healing into people's lives. You ain't got to touch them. Just speak healing into their lives. It's like Ezekiel. He prophesied to the wind. Begin to speak it into people's lives. Speak it into your own life. Speak it into your family life. This is what God has mandated us for. It ain't no longer more entertainment. No show. It's time for manifestation. The earth been waiting on us. Been groaning for us. For the sons and the daughters of God to arise. This is the hour and the season for the remnant to take their place, their position, and their posture in this hour. So we can believe the miracles, signs and wonders that follow them that believe. We believe it by faith that it is so. All right. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your word. You say your word will not return back to your void. We thank you, God, that we have the power to conquer the giants that we face. We thank you, God, for opportunity over opposition. We thank you, God, that we take up our cross because we know that the cross will conquer the crisis. And you told us to follow you. And, Father, we seize this moment, God, to look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray that the people of God will be strengthened on today. I pray that they will be encouraged on today. I pray, God, that they will continue to put their trust in you because you told us according to your word, lean not to thy own understanding, but all of our ways let us acknowledge you and you shall direct our path. You said in your word, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by you. Order our steps in this hour, in this season, Father. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart. Father, you know what we stand in need of even before we ask. But you said we have not because we ask not. So we stand at the door of opportunity and we ask today. We knock at your door now. Open up unto us, O God. We seek in this hour, God, seeking you first. We seek in the things of you. And Father, I pray today, God, that you will continue to open up the doors for the people of God and allow them, God, to begin to walk in it like never before. And, God, that they will begin to see the miracle, the signs, and the wonders, God, following them. And not only them to be able to see, God, but the world will know, God, that you are the true and living God and that you have raised up a people, God, a people that will submit to your will and your way, a people that will submit to your word. So, because your word will not return back to your void, God, and for wherever you send your word, you have mandated and assigned for it to do. And while it's there, God, it will prosper. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, continue, God, to have your way. And we come against any backlash, any retaliation that will come nigh this word today. We cancel it now at the root. Yes, God, we thank you today, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough. We thank you, God, for pouring out miracles. We thank you, God, for pouring out supernatural healing, God. We pray now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, for those, God, that have been afflicted, God, by the uncircumcised Philistine, the giants that they face today, whether it be high blood pressure, whether it be diabetes, whether it might be certain parts of cancer, we bind it now in the name of Jesus because you have given us the power and the authority to bind and loose. You have given us the keys to the kingdom. And Father, on today, God, we unlock the mysteries. We unlock the secrets to your kingdom. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, even as I'm praying and interceding across this line, I pray, God, that you will move upon every state. You will move upon every city. You will move upon every nation. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let your wind, let your spirit have free course, oh God, that we will not allow your word to be non-effect, but God, we stand in the power and authority of your spirit. By Yeshua HaMashiach, we thank God for you on today, and Father, I pray that you will continue, God, to allow us, oh
oh God, to stay and move in the spirit, because we know our greatest blessing is in the spirit. Even when fear comes to grip us, even when fear comes to shift us, for we know fear ain't nothing but false evidence appearing real. Even though it seems like it's real in the natural, but in the spirit, God, it's already defeated. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Touch every man, touch every woman, touch every boy, touch every girl. God, don't lie to the rest, God, until they totally surrender over to you, until they turn their will, their heart, their mind, that they will take on the counsel of you, they will take on the mind of you, they will take on the will of you, they will take on your spirit, oh God, and that you will begin to lead and guide them, to navigate them in and through the earth. Father, we thank you today, and we bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, God, for driving this giant coronavirus back to the pits of hell. We bless you right now in the name of Jesus for every pandemic, God, that hit our land. We pray that it will be driven back now in the name of Jesus. We drive back cancer. We drive back diabetes. We drive back high blood pressure. We drive back high cholesterol. We drive back rheumatoid arthritis. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Send it back, God, to the pits from where it came. And Father, we speak peace, we speak healing, and we speak deliverance on today. We prophesied in the atmosphere. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, for where that woman lay, for where that man lay, where they sit, where they stand, Father, we prophesy to the wind, God. Let the winds blow on them today, God, that would give them a refreshing, that would give them, God, in God, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, blow on them today, God. Let them realize, oh God, that they can live and not die, but declare the works of you. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. We thank you, God, for covering us and hiding us in the secret place. And we decree and we declare this by faith that it is so in Jesus' name. Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, people of God, bless you on today. We say to you, knowing the power and the strength of God's Spirit, have a powerful and phenomenal day in the Lord. We say shalom in his courts. God pray for you. God bless you.
Sometimes after you've encouraged everyone else, you have to build up enough strength to encourage yourself. And on those days when no one else is around, I want you to say this.
I believe the storm is over. I believe the rain is gone away. I believe you'll make it through the way.
When you're in the storm sometimes, you can't see how you will ever make it out. All you see is the trouble that you're facing in front of you. Seems like it won't ever end. But my faith tells me that the struggle that you're in, it won't last.
The struggle won't last.
I'm a witness.
Oh, God's gonna fix it. Maybe looking dark right now, but I encourage you today. God's gonna do it. He did it for me. God's gonna do it. He did it for my mother. He did it for my father. God, we heard who's gonna do it. Can I get a witness? I know it gets hard sometimes, but the trouble that you're in right now, God told me to tell you, be not dismayed. What's your